In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You carry God's image. Discover who you are and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
Jesus, Lamb of God, what is name? Jesus, Lamb of God, what your name.
Now, let me show you something. There are four types of pulpit ministry. I need to show you this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you by... Look at four types of pulpit ministry. One is speaking by revelation. That's what I'm doing now. Another is speaking by knowledge. That's what I'm trying to do that have not yet allowed me to go back to. The teacher functions more generally by that. Could be a preacher who just wants to bring forth. You know, you study, you prepare the thing, and you want to, that's ministering by knowledge. Then there is preaching by prophesying. I'm combining revelation and prophesying. But if you want to see preaching by prophesying, go and listen to the tape we did on Monday. And then there's ministering by doctrine, where you take it precept upon precept. It could be a course. It could be a DLI course. It could be anything. It could be sometimes he is by knowledge. But precept upon precept, you just build your case, build it gradually, you know. If care is not taken, your service will be like a lecture hall. Just professor. Nobody will know the difference between being in the church and attending lecture. And I've noticed when you're on that other level, sometimes people can slip off. You can't when we step up to ministering by prophesying. It electrifies the service. You can't when we step up to ministering by revelation. You know, there are three revelation gifts: word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. They can come in the course of pulpit ministry. You know, there are three utterance gifts: prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. They can come in. And the way ministering by prophesying goes, anytime it drops, speak in tongues a little, you hook back. Because sometimes you can deviate from the direction of the Holy Spirit because of your mind. Speak in tongues, you will hook you in. And that's where God speaks directly in a service to people. Can deal with different things. He can choose to deal with eight topics or eight issues. He can choose to. Using your mouth. It ignites the service. and puts it on another level. It brings unctionized words. Supernaturally energized words to people. Lives are changed, yokes are broken. There is a ministration of the Spirit. There is a ministration of letter. It kills. There are times we need to do a doctrine. Maybe training. You know, sometimes a teaching service. You need to lay proper foundation and give people foundation. So they're not just flowing in the Spirit without proper. But you need to understand anointed ministry, pulpit ministry. Wadi, 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 wadi is the Lord. Have you noticed how the song is sounding? Is it not heavenly? How many of you can sense that? How many of you can sense that the song, even the song you're singing, is heavenly? How many of you can sense that? That's what you want from the worship leaders every Sunday. But that happens only when they're in the Spirit. And so they have to learn how to activate. They don't learn. And, you know, if I'm the one that is going to be ministering in service, I'm not going to let you kill the service. I come and see you slipping away in the flesh in the name of singing. I just ask immediately. Ask Pastor Shola. Change him immediately. Another person. That's why if you want to have constant anointed services, worship, don't let one person lead. Have a team of them. Have seven mics, seven people standing. This one sing. It passes to this one. It passes to this one. That service will move to another level. The reason some of your services are killed by your worshipers, the same one person, when he's anointed, when he's in the flesh, when he's depressed, when he's confused, he's come. He pours the thing on people. When he has finished gossiping, when they have finished quarreling in the choir, when they have finished bearing malice, the song comes out, the Spirit is not on it. You know, there are skills in leading worship. When you hit the thing, you stay there for a while. That's what the ego do. You stay there, milk it, milk it, milk it, milk it, milk it. Then you step into. And whatever you step into must be higher, or at least the same level. You don't go up and take the people down. These things are the, You know, last Sunday, they had some guy or some person leading worship, but who is still a child. Come and hit one song, and the wind of the Spirit blows on it, the ego takes off. Then he will go back and hit another one that moves people back to the outer court. Because there are songs for the outer court. There are songs for the holy place. There are songs for the holiest of all. Once you enter there, don't sing anything that brings people back to the flesh. As you sing song, your spirit, the Holy Spirit within you, need to start teaching you. The Holy Spirit is meant to teach you. Not everything that you go for lecture for. for training. There are things that are spirit taught. There are things that are spirit taught. As you sing, you will be able to start learning the differences between the curtain that separates the outer court from the holy place and the other veil that separates the holy place from the holiest of all. You will see it in songs. You see songs that were written in the flesh, even though they are spiritual songs. You see songs that were born of the Spirit. Each time you touch it, it takes the people off, up there, like rockets. It's usually very sad, especially a service where people are depending on God to move. You bring one person, he will just come and kill the service in the flesh. Remove him! Say you're in the name of pleasing people or pleasing your choir, you displease God. Because you are a man of the people instead of being a man of God. The most important person to me in every service is the Holy Spirit. Once he's present, I don't care who is absent. Everything will be fine. The most important person. He's the senior pastor. He's the one that represents Jesus. He's Jesus in our midst. Once you make him happy, everything is fine. Once you grieve him, so don't just minister by knowledge and by doctrine. Learn to step up into the prophetic. Learn to step up. Learn to step up. You know, it would be nice once a month holds Holy Ghost services, prophetic services, where the power of God electrifies the service from beginning to the end. You enable people to make quantum leap forward far more. They will start making more progress than they make in a whole year. That is one service can move people much further. Sometimes they are not able to do in 2 years by the normal means. Project it, let them see. He said, you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn, that all may be edified. You see, prophecy is used to teach. He's used to teach. There's prophetic in preaching. He said, though I have the gift of prophecy, that's 1 Corinthians 13, and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, prophecy breaks the seal. The gift of prophecy breaks the seal and unveils revelations. Go and pick up that tape. You will see what it does. Unveil revelations. That is why Paul the apostle, writing those three chapters, said, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So you can be an oracle for the Almighty God. It's the first spiritual gift we are asked to desire. And then once you have learned to speak in tongues and get what you are saying, you are functioning in the prophetic. People are coming into services with issues. People are coming with burdens. People are coming with problems. The prophetic will shatter it. There is another thing that the prophetic does. Show it to them. When you all prophesy, go down there, you will see it. He said, when one that is not saved comes among you, that is online, the secrets of his heart is unveiled. And then he will fall on his face and recognize that God is among you. Now, let me tell you what happened when I finished that service, that prophetic service. and I left the hall and I was walking away, a man pursued me and kneels down. Maybe he's even here. Who knows? I tried to pull him out because the ground was rough. And people were standing around me. Then he starts open confession. Ask God to have mercy on me. And he was crying. He falls on the ground. This last Monday. You see, if all prophesy, there are coming one that believeth not, or one that is on land, either of the boats, either he's an unbeliever, or he's someone that still needs to grow. He is convinced of all. He is judge of all. Thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. So falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you indeed. You know why? Because the prophetic will zero into his 18. And break into issues that is, and x-ray it. We need services like that. You're not a professor. You are an oracle. Everyone lift up your hands. Say, Lord, touch my tongue again. Touch my tongue with that coals of fire. Grant me that prophetic utterance. Paul said, pray that you may interpret. I pray for the gift of interpretation of tongues. The gift of bringing messages in tongues. The gift of prophecy. Both on the pulpit and outside the pulpit. The gift of prophetic preaching. The gift of prophetic utterances. Touch them with coals of fire. Touch them with coals of fire. Touch their tongues with coals of fire. In Jesus' name. Do we want church that can change the world? Church that can transform a city? Church is not going to be done in the arm of the flesh. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit. You know what used to happen? I had a deacon in Enugu days. When I functioned in this thing, she would go and be quarreling with somebody. Say, you have reported me to pastor. Then one day, the third time, that day she made a mistake and came and sat in the front. And I came and stood in. And I usually have to do illustration of people who fight in their yard where they are fetching water. And she just fought where they queued to fetch water from the tap. She finished fighting. And the service where she went to fight a woman in church who was that she's the one that came to report her. Lift up your hands. One of the gifts, one of the anointing that function in this ministry is prophetic anointing. You don't have to be in prophetic conference. You need it in your services. You need it in your life. You need it because that thing can turn around the city. That thing can transform the nation. That thing is something about something in your tongue. When you open up your mouth, there is something. It's fire in your tongue. Your words penetrate with force. He said, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars in Lebanon. The voice of the Lord quenches the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord divides the flood. If that thing comes from your tongue, the voice of the Lord can make the mountains shake and dance. It's prophetic utterance. It's prophetic anointing. And Jesus promised, he said, when I pour out my spirit, it will be among the first thing I give to my sons and daughters. He said, they shall prophesy. He said, on my men servant and on my maid servant, I'll pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy.
Then when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, instead of prophesying, they were speaking in tongues. So the people say, you are mad. You are drunk. Peter said, no, we are not. It is that which was spoken by Prophet Joel. Because tongues is a gateway into prophecy. If you can speak in it, you can prophesy. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? If you can speak in tongues, you can flow in divine utterance. That's what made that your music dangerous. Seeing they will take off in the spirit. The man constantly was blasting in tongues while he was singing. The whole music was electrified till the end. After one or two songs, I was expecting him to drop back in the flesh. I said, what is this? It's like an alabaster box of oil. Lift up your hand, pray in the spirit for just 1 minute. Bakaras. Shulobama. Surabama. He touched my tongues. He touched my tongue. Pray in the spirit before you go on pulpit. Pray in the spirit while you're on the pulpit. Pray in the spirit after you're on the pulpit. Your ministry will change. Your ministry will change. Your preaching will change. There will be a new power in church. There will be a new anointing in the service. The power to heal will come. The creative faith of God will come. You start seeing things. You start hearing. You start perceiving. The gifts of the Spirit will start flowing. Then the hand of God will rest upon you. And when you touch, the fire of God will flow. Barrier the boss. Barrier the boss. Libana Masades. Libani Masades. Libani Masades. In Jesus' name. Before the conference started, I'm told to teach by knowledge on a few things. I hope I can get rid of those also. We can move into, because we have some deep waters we're going to swim. I'm telling you. But there are just some things we can't. The weakness of ministering by the prophetic. Go and take many prophetic chapters in the Bible. It will start from here. It will zero here. It will go here. Next thing, he's talking about Moab. Next thing, in the middle, he will say, and the virgin shall conceive. And be, what is wrong with this guy? Why can't you finish? What is that? That's the spirit of prophecy. That's how he grew. He said, he blow it from where he listed. Nobody knows from where he's coming or where he's going. So it's everyone that is moved by the spirit. You see, let it be. Let it be. The teachers are the ones that will now come separate. And say, this verse is dealing with the virgin birth. But this other one is dealing with this. Leave that. Till tomorrow, some people are still trying to know where does the book of Revelation start and where did it end. Some will say middle where there is rapture. And then towards the end. And how many raptures now? It's the spirit of prophecy. That's how he operates. Might be 8 things that are important to God in that particular service, and he's going to address it. And the way he starts is, drop the first water from the tap. When you open a tap, all the water doesn't rush and fill your pocket. There's a first. That one now has sanction power. It will hook up the rest. So it might just be one or two things you are giving. Just say it. It might just be one thing. Just say it. Other ones will connect. But the key is, if the water stops running, stop. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't, what will happen? That service drops. That thing leaves. And you want to go ahead. You are now ministering in the flesh.
That's when people prophesy nonsense. Opie, that's how false some of the errors in prophetic come. Anointing has lifted, that is teaching their tongue, and now they want to keep writing. If it's ministration and you are ministering and the anointing lived, stop. And everybody must not walk in one day. Everybody will not be healed in one day. Let's start another day, another service. If that unction is not there for that thing, don't go ahead doing it. That's how people open themselves up to spirit of error. Pastor, prophesy to me. Everybody say, prophesy, prophesy. Professor Baal. Doesn't work like that. Prophesy. Say prophesy. Prophesy. Start telling cock and bull stories. You will prophesy. I say you are going to start prophesying from today. He said, I will pour out my spirit. Your sons and daughters shall what? Prophesying is taking preaching to another level. He said, on my main servant, that's you're a man of God, male. On my maid servant, you're a woman of God, I'll pour my spirit in those days and they shall prophesy. You want to function in all the gifts of the spirit. Paul said, desire spiritual gift, especially that you may prophesy. What only the prophets used to enjoy in the Old Testament, God has poured upon his people. Look at what they did with it in the Old Testament. What did they not shake? A few men, sometimes in a generation, a life is only two, sometimes a few. But they will shake that nation to a standstill. What they used to monopolize, God has released on his people. That's why Jesus said, of all the prophets of the Old Testament, the greatest was John. But the least person in the kingdom is greater than him. So you are greater than Moses, you are greater than Elijah, and what are you doing with it? Oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man is wasting it. So you are actually greater than Moses, you are greater than Elijah, you are greater than John, who was greater than all of them. What are you doing with it? They shook their word, and you are sitting on your calling. You are sitting on the gift. You are sitting on that anointing. A thousand times no. Crucified, left behind the stone. To die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. He took the fall and thought of me. Above all, crucified, left behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and
Like a trample the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all
power, above all things,
above all power, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men. You are there before the world began, above all kingdom, above all throne, above all wonder the world has ever known. Above all and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, maybe hard. The stone you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rope, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me, yeah, above all crucified, lay behind the stone, live to die.